You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, first of all, I love it. I've clearly given up on trying to have any sort of neutrality in this interview.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Pharmac has recently proposed changing who can receive funded treatment for key diabetes medication, moving it in line with a cabinet directive from 2024 saying public services should be prioritised on the basis of need, not race. There has been outcry from health professionals, such as the Cardiac Network, saying data shows that Māori and Pacifica are more at risk of diabetes regardless of their socioeconomic status, and the best way to maximise health benefit for dollars spent is by targeting these groups. Further criticism has come against Health New Zealand, who has banned the Cardio Network from objecting to the removal of eligibility criteria, saying it would breach the 2024 Cabinet Directive. Cardiologists will be forced to make submissions as individuals, a move the network has said is silencing scientific evidence in the name of politics. To discuss the eligibility changes and Health New Zealand silencing cardiologists, I spoke to Association of Salaried Medical Specialists Executive Director Sarah Dalton. Can you first explain the impact these changes to diabetes medication eligibility criteria could have?
Yeah, and first it needs to be really clear that while I'm the boss of the Senior Doctors and Dentists Union, I am not a clinician myself. That's not my background. So if you want detailed downloads or explanations of the clinical impacts of these changes, you're better to talk to an endocrinologist or, you know, someone who works in that field. But in broad terms, there is evidence to show that ethnicity is a factor in people's susceptibility to and need for diabetes care. This government is saying that ethnicity must not be used as part of the evidence that is applied to eligibility for medicines or any kind of care. It's similar in their approach to bowel screening as well, where they want a common age of eligibility for screening and not recognising the evidence that shows there should be a lower age of eligibility for Māori and Pacifica people. So basically, this is a move, I've called it political whimsy, although I think whimsy is possibly slightly too frivolous a term. This is political ideology that is riding roughshod over evidence-based access to medicines and to clinical medical care.
And how concerning is the entrance of politics over this, you know, clinical evidence-based healthcare?
Yeah, we're really concerned about this particular thing on two counts, right? One is that I think people who are seeing a doctor or a dentist or another healthcare professional want to think that the care that they're going to be given access to, the diagnostics, the medications, are going to be based on best available information and evidence, not determined by a political party that happens to be in government. We think that there is a real problem here, that political agendas are starting to override the ability to have a proper conversation about how you bring current evidence and information to bear on access to healthcare, which includes access to medicines. And the second thing is that we're concerned that there are increasing attempts to gag clinicians and stop them from speaking out about these issues if they happen to work in the public sector.
Yeah, and with that gagging, Health New Zealand has stopped the Cardiac Network as a group from objecting to the changes. Do you think Health New Zealand is overstepping its role here and impeding on a freedom of speech?
We are really concerned about the degree to which they appear to be kowtowing to government preferences and, again, a kind of political ideology. The clinical network exists to pull best available knowledge and information and to develop joined up approaches to how healthcare is provided around the country to make sure that the postcode lottery to some extent stops determining what kind of healthcare people have access to. So the idea that their collective wisdom is being shut down, that they're not allowed to bring that to bear on this consultation, on this really important issue about access to diabetes care, it's worrying.
And from a Māori and Pacifica perspective here, how concerning is it for the individuals who need this medication who might now get the treatment taken away?
It's horrific. You know, when you know that taking this treatment away from a group of people who are predisposed, where there is an evidential basis, I mean, it's just wrong. I don't know how many ways I can say it. It's racist. And we already know that Māori and Pacifica people have an overall lesser lifespan than Pākehā. This just feels like a direct attack on efforts to close that gap, you know. It's not just about how long we live, but it's also about the quality of the lives we live, the healthiness of the lives that we live. There is heaps of evidence out there about how we can try to close the gap. Nothing that has been done to date has successfully closed that gap, but this government seems bent on trying to increase it. And, you know, that's a real concern. If those medications are available and could do good, we should be using those as soon as possible to support people. And we also know that the earlier interventions happen, the better off people are. So delays to care not only create further harm, but they actually create further costs on the system, because if people only hit the health system when they're really, really sick, it costs a lot more money to help them get well again than if people get access to timely diagnoses and interventions.
Yeah, can you touch on the financial impact diabetes has on the health system and, you know, how not being as efficient and possible in our health spending, what impact that could have?
Well, basically, prevention gives your best return on your spend. Early intervention gives your next best return on your spend. And acute admissions gives you the least, you know, that's the most expensive way to treat a person. If you wait till they're so sick that they arrive at hospital in an ambulance or walking through the emergency room door, that is the most expensive way to care for a person. The more we can provide healthcare to people in the community near where they live, the better off we are. So even if you're not particularly well disposed towards your fellow humans, all you care is about economic impacts or costs of care, then if that was the case, then you would be putting as much investment as possible into public health, into early intervention, into community-based care, and you'll be listening to the experts about how best to spread that care around particularly hard-to-reach areas, rural areas and lower socioeconomic areas, who we know are more likely, you know, to be at risk from various forms of ill health that might be caused by food deserts and swamps, insecure housing, low incomes, those kinds of things.
That was Association of Salaried Medical Specialists Executive Director Sarah Dalton speaking to me about PharmAc changing eligibility criteria for diabetes medication and Health New Zealand stopping cardiology groups from objecting.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.